As we've journeyed through Lent, we have dealt with themes like humility, the idea of reminding ourselves of our humanity, that from dust we were made and from dust we will return. And it's very important for us to recall our humble origins, but it also reminds us to reflect on the fact that what holds this bag of dust together, if you will, is the saving activity of God. That somehow God's presence constitutes who I am, and my very life is dependent upon His involvement. Then we looked at penitence, the idea of looking at places in my life where I didn't meet the mark. Scripture would call this sin, whether it's sin of commission or omission, whether I willingly and intentionally committed these acts or whether I overlooked them, that I need to feel some sorrow, that I've not lived up to the standards of people around me, and not in unhealthy ways, that people had outrageous standards, but I've not lived up to the standards of decency, of being kind and good to my neighbor. And tied to that very intimately is I've not lived up to God's standard. I've not lived up to what the gospel calls out of me. I have not sought to be the transformed individual that the Spirit desires me to be. And so penitence brings me back to a recognition that I'm not what God wants me to be. And therefore, I repent. And in repentance, which we looked at, this idea of turning to God and going, please help me. Forgive me for those places where I've committed or omitted, where I have not lived up to what you want me to be. And today's theme is tied to that. That part of what makes repentance take root in our spirit, part of what makes us continue to be a repentant people, is that we are just that. We are a people. And we are on pilgrimage. Now, pilgrimage is kind of a strange concept. In America, people talk about putting down roots, and they talk about establishing themselves, and all the language that we use for a successful life is one that makes a mark, not one that seems to be transient, one that looks out for the individual, not one that kind of loses the individual in the group. And I think pilgrimage can be taken to an extreme where we think less of the self, not in gospel or godly ways, but we think less of the self in very abusive ways, that I have nothing to bring to the table, that there's nothing distinct about who I am. And I'm not going down that path, but I'm talking about an idea of selflessness, not where we think less of the self, but we think of the self less. Where we look out for the group that we're with and realize that whether I like it or not, the people that I journey with do end up shaping who I am. And actually, I would say there's very little in my life. And if you press me, I'd be hard-pressed to tell you what actually is unique just to me. Because all of life in some way is a synthesizing of the communities in which we find ourselves. And actually the first part of our journey on this life is one sustained entirely by our family. And then a journey of trying to individuate from the family. And then really it could be said that the rest of our life is trying to find our new family. And our new family is a little bit of the old. It's still mom and dad and grandparents and aunts and uncles and all that. But in some way, as we get older, they don't have the same sway on us as other groups do that become our family, whether it be a small group of friends. Or what I would like to say is this is what the church is called to be. The church is called to be our pilgrim family. And we remind ourselves that this place is not fully our home. And not in the idea we're going to pass to the sweet by and by. I'm not saying that. But this place is not what God desires it to be. And so we are a people who always stay focused on the end of the story. We're a people who remind ourselves that Revelation ends with the new Jerusalem, that, by the way, has been prophesied through the old and the new, coming to earth and being fully established. And so we are a pilgrim of ambassadors, if you will, of that new Jerusalem, that heavenly city that comes and restores all of this back to God. Pilgrimage is probably one of the most important themes for us to remember, because being a pilgrim people reminds us not to lose our minds when the world doesn't go the way we want it to go, when we don't get everything that we feel that we're entitled to, because we realize that ultimately we're talking about temporal things. And there are higher ideals of the kingdom that we're called to live into. And there are ways of being that seem really strange for the world, but actually they constitute a people called the church. Because at the heart of a people called the church is the idea that we are on pilgrimage. And actually an expression for the Brethren Way has been a pilgrimage of faith. That we are a people who love God and love neighbor. Two legs of the disciple there. That we are a people who value what the individual brings, but realize that the individual finds the fullness of their identity in community with God and with their neighbors. Again, two legs of the disciple journey. That we are a people who value the head and the heart in our theology. Again, two legs of the disciple. That we are a people who look inward for the transformation of the Holy Spirit, but give evidence to it outwardly in love of neighbor and love of God. Again, two legs of the disciple. But all of this is a journey of going, of walking. And I don't know about you, but I've been in stores before where I have walked aimlessly. And I was at a store recently and my daughter was on a little shopping spree, if you will. And we circled around again and again to the point where I got dizzy. Because the entire journey seemed to be so aimless. Aimless, mind you, until I stopped long enough and watched the joy of my daughter's face and realized that's what I should be tethered to. It wasn't about getting anywhere. It was about the joy of being with my daughter. And I would say a lot of times we feel that the pilgrimage is going in circles. Where does this thing end up? Is life just a matter of pay raises and layoffs? Is life just a matter of living a good life and then there's death? And I think we are accompanied by voices in Scripture that resonate with this. But if heaven is what I believe it is, which is merely the presence of God, then maybe the question should not be for a pilgrim people, where am I getting with my life? Maybe the question of a pilgrim people should be, how is God showing up in our midst? Where is God on this journey? In Celtic evangelism, instead of the propositional understanding of truth that has dominated Western civilization and has definitely dominated Western understanding of the Christian faith, whereby I present a list of propositions that you either mentally agree to or disagree with, Celtic evangelism views more the idea of a journey, of walking a road. And you and I walk together and we sustain a conversation. And in that conversation along that trail, there are propositions because we are a propositional people. Not that propositions are wrong, I just believe they're incomplete. But in the Celtic way of evangelism, something really incredible happens, that as you and I sustain a conversation and agree to walk the same trail, we end up going to the same place. And so conversations of faith are less about debates about what's right or wrong as far as orthodoxy or doctrine is concerned. But it's more about walking and developing friendship. Friendship that sustains the other. Friendship that leaves an openness for disagreement and realizes that as long as we choose to stay together and walk this trail, that this trail will come out someplace and lo and behold, you and I will both come out there. I like this image. The church in many ways has so sought to be relevant to the modern world that it has all but fallen in the modern bucket and lost itself. And I like the idea of a people who are head and heart, are inner and outer, are individual and corporate, who walk together long enough, invite the world to walk with them. And lo and behold, if we can sustain the relationship long enough and continue going back and forth, who knows? Maybe those in the world that walk with the church may end up coming to a saving knowledge and walk with Jesus Christ themselves. But that is all predicated on a people who recognize that they are on pilgrimage. That life is not meant to serve me, but that I'm given life to serve others and to serve God. And that somehow, in some spiritual and mystical way, that as I allow my life to be crucified on behalf of others and on God, I find out who I really am. That all happens in pilgrimage. So as you ponder your mortality, which Lent is all about, and as that brings to light pockets of darkness where you need the light of the Spirit to shine, may you experience a turning of repentance that also connects you with a people, a people that you can walk with. And lo and behold, as you walk with this people, you end up finding yourself. I think that's good news. And I'm grateful every day that God has called me to a faith journey that is tied intimately with people. Because for good or for bad, for rich or for poor, if you want to know who Jason Barnhart is, all you need to do is look at the cast of characters who have been on pilgrimage with him from day one. And I think, maybe, just maybe, if you look at your own life, I think your journey would be very similar to mine. So may you be a people of pilgrimage. And may you walk with old friends and new friends. And may the outcome remain the heavenly city of Jerusalem. And may God sustain you by His holy presence along the way. Amen. Amen.